Welcome to the stories of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Adapted by Parvati Devi Dasi for preschool children and early readers. Chapter 1. The Appearance of Lord Krishna. Once upon a time, the earth goddess Bhumi became a cow and went to ask Lord Brahma for help. Crying, she said, "The whole world is upset because now there are many kings on earth who are really demons." So Lord Brahma, who is the father of the universe, Bhumi, and all the demigods went to the ocean of milk to see Lord Vishnu on his planet of Swetadweep. They all offered their respectful obeisances to Lord Vishnu and chanted the Purusha Shukta prayers. Lord Vishnu said, "Soon I will come to earth as the son of Vasudev, along with my brother and sister, Balaram and Yogamaya. All of you demigods should take birth on earth in the Yadu family. Then I will come myself as the Supreme Lord Krishna to save all the devotees and to kill all the demons." Sometime later, Vasudeva, the son of the Yadu king Surasena, married Devaki, the beautiful daughter of Ugrasena. After the wedding, Devaki's brother Kamsa drove them home on a wonderful golden chariot. There were hundreds of other nice chariots, 200 of her young girlfriends, 15,000 horses, and 400 elephants nicely decorated with gold and garlands, along with wonderful music from conch shells, bugles, and drums. Suddenly, a great voice was heard from the sky. "Kamsa, you are such a fool! The eighth son of this sister will kill you." Kamsa became afraid. Immediately he caught Devaki's hair and raised his sword to kill her. Vasudeva, her new husband, stopped him and said, "My dear brother-in-law, please do not kill your own sister. She will never give you trouble. Right now you are safe. Whenever she has any children, I promise to give them all to you." Kamsa knew that Vasudeva would keep his promise, so he did not kill her. After Devaki had her first baby, the great devotee Narada Muni came to Kamsa and said, "Kamsa, be careful of the friends and demigods born in the families of Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men, and Vasudeva. They are all getting ready for Krishna to come. He is sure to kill all the demoniac kings of the world." Kamsa and his friends were all demons, so they were always afraid of the demigods. And Kamsa was especially very, very afraid that he would be killed by Krishna, who was taking birth in the Yadu family. So he locked up Vasudeva and Devaki and his own father Ugrasena inside a prison. Then Kamsa made himself the king. He began to disturb all the Yadu family and even killed the six baby boys born to Devaki and Vasudeva, one after another. Krishna's sister Yogamaya took Devaki's seventh baby, Balaram, away and put him safely in Vrindavan with Rohini in the house of Nanda and Yashoda. Then Krishna was ready to come as the eighth son of Devaki. The baby Kamsa feared the most. As the days went by, an ocean of hate grew in Kamsa's heart. He waited for the child to be born, hoping to kill him, as he had killed Devaki's other six sons. He was always thinking of Krishna, 24 hours a day, while sleeping, eating, working, while talking, sitting or walking, all Kamsa could see around him was Krishna. Devaki became very happy waiting for Krishna's birth. All the demigods and Narada visited her to tell her, "Do not be afraid, Devaki. Your son Krishna can never be killed by the demon Kamsa. Krishna is coming just to kill all the demons everywhere in the world so his devotees can live peacefully." At the time of Krishna's birth, there were nice signs everywhere. The planets and stars moved to good positions in the sky. The rivers were full of clear flowing waters, and the lakes were full of lotus flowers. The forests were full of beautiful singing birds and dancing peacocks. The soft wind smelled of sweet flowers. The Brahmana priests found their homes very nice for offering prasadam to the Lord and for sacrifices. The Gandharvas and Kanaras began to sing. The Siddhas and Charanas offered prayers. The Apsaras began to dance. And the great sages and demigods showered flowers from the skies. Then, in the darkness of night, during a heavy rainstorm, Lord Vishnu appeared as the Supreme Personality of Godhead right before Devaki, who also looked like a demigoddess. Vasudev saw his wonderful baby son with four hands holding a conch shell, club, disc, and lotus flower, and flashing his bright effulgence within the room. He had the special mark of Srivats on his chest, and the jewel necklace with the Kastuba stone around his neck. He was dressed in yellow silk, valuable golden bracelets, bangles, earrings, and other ornaments all over his body. He had a full head of thick hair and wore a helmet with the Vaidurya stone. Vasudev wanted to celebrate the birth of his wonderful baby by giving away thousands of decorated cows to the Brahmanas. But as he was locked in prison, he simply prayed. He bowed down with folded hands to offer prayers. "My Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you have so kindly appeared in my home to kill the demoniac kings of the world like Kamsa. Knowing that you are to kill him and his followers, Kamsa has already killed your six baby brothers before you. As soon as he hears that you have come, he will try to kill you too." Devaki was very afraid of her brother and prayed, "My dear Krishna, please save me from the cruel hands of Kamsa. As soon as he knows you have come here, he may hurt you. So please hide your four-armed form from our eyes." Krishna answered, "I know you are thinking about me out of great love and are afraid of Kamsa. Therefore, take me now to Gokul Vrindavan and exchange me with the daughter who has just been born to Yashoda." Then the Lord turned himself into an ordinary small baby. Vasudev quietly took his little son out of the prison. Somehow, everyone in Kamsa's palace, especially the doorkeepers, slept very nicely, and all the doors opened. The night was very dark, and it was thundering and raining. While Vasudev carried little Krishna in the heavy rain, Lord Anantasesha spread his serpent hood over the head of Vasudev, just like an umbrella. They came to the Jamuna River. It was roaring with big waves and foam, but they were able to cross. On the other side, he went to the home of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan, where everyone was also sleeping. He walked inside quietly and put Krishna down next to Mother Yashoda. Then he picked up Yashoda's baby girl and went back with her to the prison of Kamsa, where he put her down next to Devaki. He locked everything very well so Kamsa could not see that so many things had happened during the night. After Vasudev locked the doors and gates, the gatekeepers woke up and heard the new baby crying. They went to tell Kamsa. Kamsa was so very afraid that his hair stood up on end. He jumped out of bed and cried, "Now the cruel death of my life is born." Then he hurried to the prison and to the bed of Devaki and the baby. Quietly, Devaki said, "My dear brother Kamsa, please do not kill this baby girl. You won't be killed by a girl, but by my eighth son." Cruel Kamsa grabbed the newborn child to throw her down hard on the stone. But that baby slipped right out of his hands and went straight up into the sky. Actually, she was the wonderful goddess Durga. She wore a beautiful dress, flower garlands, and shining jewels and ornaments. In her eight hands, she held a bow, spear, arrows, bell, conch shell, disc, club, and shield. From above in the sky, the goddess Durga shouted at Kamsa, "You rascal, you cannot kill me. The child who will kill you is already born before me, somewhere within this world. Don't be so cruel to your poor sister." Then she left. Kamsa became even more afraid. He said to Vasudeva and Devaki, "I have been just like a demon to kill your six little babies. Please excuse me for my terrible behavior." Kamsa became even more afraid. He said to Vasudeva and Devaki, "I have been just like a demon to kill your six little babies. Please excuse me for my terrible behavior." He unlocked them personally and let them go out of the prison. But the next day he had a change of heart. Kamsa, who was the greatest rascal, ordered his demon friends to disturb all kinds of saintly persons and to kill all children born in the last 10 days. In Vrindavan, it was declared that a boy was born to Yashoda. Nanda Maharaj gave away 200,000 well-decorated cows, mountains of grains, golden bordered cloth, and ornaments to the brahmanas, musicians, and singers. The brahmanas chanted different Sanskrit hymns for the good fortune of the child. All the cowherd men and their wives, the gopis, dressed up very nicely and brought gifts for the new baby. When they got to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda's house, the gopis gave their blessings to Krishna by mixing turmeric powder, oil, yogurt, milk, and water, and sprinkling it on baby Krishna and on everyone there. The cowherd men saw the fun, and they in turn joyfully threw yogurt, milk, ghee, and water on the gopis. Then everyone began to throw butter on each other. Nanda Maharaj was very happy to see everyone enjoying Krishna's birth ceremony and prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to protect his child.